Dan Wood joins us. Dan, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dan, Patrick Maroon, Oiler fans have seen what he's done since he got traded, and they're loving it. Big body who's got some good hands, and people want, well, why would Anaheim trade him? And to me, I look at it, it was almost like they have a lot of similar players to Patrick Maroon. Is that safe to say?
I think that's safe to say, and also I think Patrick Maroon hadn't been quite as productive as they had hoped this season. He had a great playoff last year and didn't really get it going this season. They felt like they needed an upgrade on the wings. They brought in Jamie McGinn and Brandon Peary, and when they did that and they had Chris Stewart coming back from the injured list, which he's back now, you know, they had a little bit of a surplus there, and I guess Patrick Maroon was the odd man out.
The Anaheim Ducks, how important do you think it is to finish first in the Pacific ultimately? Like, I know that, yeah, it's home ice, but do you think that would be the difference maker between them and the Kings potentially coming out of the division?
Well, it hasn't been the past three seasons. The Ducks have lost Game 7s on home ice to Detroit, L.A., and Chicago. So it's a great question. Honestly, I don't think the Ducks really care about that. I think they're far more focused on playing well and not being too concerned about where they finish in the Pacific Division. You know, you can almost make the argument that they might be better off if they get into a Game 7 to be on the road. Now, having said that, I don't think they're going to necessarily intend to finish in third place in the Pacific Division, or even second for that matter. But wherever they finish, the more important thing is that they're playing the game the way they need to play it. And the sight of whatever game, you know, home, away, whatever, I think is far less important.
Are the Ducks better than last year?
I think they probably are better than last year, but I think other teams in the Western Conference can say the same thing. So whether they're better, relatively speaking, than the competition, I'm not sure. What I like about this Ducks team is over the second half of the season, they found the ability to score, something they could not do early in the season. Their ability to defend is probably better than it's been, certainly since they won the Cup in 2007. And they have two great goaltenders. I'm a proponent of using both of those guys in the playoffs. I kind of go against the traditional notion that you have to choose one. So I think they're probably better. Whether that will matter in the end, we'll see.
Dan Wood joins us, analyst for the Anaheim Ducks. Dan, you look at the Ducks, and man, they've got depth in goal. They've got a lot of depth on defense. You know, Bruce Boudreau, great stat. He's got the best winning percentage currently in the history of the NHL, you know, for guys who coach more than 100 games. Like, it's ridiculous how successful he's been in the regular season. Do you sense any sort of pressure on him? Like, does he have to get to the Stanley Cup final? It sounds so strange to say that, but do you think that, you know, that might be a thought process at all in Anaheim?
It's really hard to say, Jason. You know, Bruce's job was rumored to be in serious jeopardy early this season when the Ducks struggled so much out of the gate. The organization stood firm behind him, and I think has been rewarded for doing so. Last season at this time, there was talk that he had to get to the Western Conference Finals to save his job. Well, he did. I don't necessarily think they have to get to the Stanley Cup Finals for him to keep his job, but you know, there is pressure. There's pressure on this entire group because they've had three great seasons in a row end in disappointment, and you know, you'd like to have that change. But again, the competition is so stiff in this Western Conference. You know, L.A., San Jose, St. Louis, Chicago, Dallas, Nashville, even throw Minnesota into that mix. You can be a really good team and lose, and even be a really good team and lose in the first round. There are going to be really good teams that do.
Well, and you know, it's interesting you say that, because I was just looking at it the other day, and you're trying to pick your playoff pool, and you're like, man, like, Dallas's goaltending and defense is kind of a concern, but right now, the way San Jose's playing, I know their past history suggests that they can't get it done, but, you know, eventually maybe they will. And Anaheim's good, the LA Kings are very good, the Blues, the Chicago Blackhawks have won 3-6, so until they lose, I can't count them out. In the Pacific Division alone, Who do the Ducks match up better against, the Kings or the Sharks?
They probably match up better against the Kings. You know, it's a tough call, but the Ducks and Kings play pretty similar styles. And the Ducks have had good success against the Kings. They've won 3 of the 4 games. Now, 2 years ago, they dominated the season series and lost in 7 games in the second round. So you got to throw all that out the window. But San Jose gives you a little bit different look, I think, that might present a little bit more of a problem, you know, as far as that goes. But the Kings have the winning pedigree that San Jose doesn't have. So if you throw that into the mix, you know, maybe you say they match up better with San Jose.
That's interesting, because a lot of people thought you would say the San Jose right off the hop, and you're right. But you know, what about when I look at the Anaheim Ducks, and they've got, it's such a unique mixture they have, because they've got youth in goal, they've got youth on defense, and then their leaders up front are Corey Perry and Getzlaf, who are far from old by any stretch, but Ryan Kessler's contract kicks in next year. It's a big ticket. Like, the window to win in the NHL is not very big for any team. Like, you seem to have maybe that 4 or 5 year window, and I think the Ducks are kind of right in the midst of it, although maybe they're built to extend that. You know, do they need, like, is this, when you look at it, do you think, Dan, okay, like, they might only have 2 or 3 years because of Kessler's age? What do you think?
Well, Kessler, Getzlaf, and Perry all were drafted the same year in 2003. So clearly, your top three forwards, you know, they are getting older. They're into their 30s now. You ask yourself, how long will they be able to carry the mail as the top guys? And it's a fair question that you ask, Jason, because I think you almost could say maybe last year was the Ducks' best chance. Maybe this year is the Ducks' best chance. But the one caveat there, I would say, is the development of Rickard Rakell this season, who looks like he's going to become a truly elite forward in this league. And then the depth that they have on defense and in goal, at some point, maybe you swap some of that for some more help up front, get another elite forward. You know, certainly that's how you're going to try to, you know, extend that window. It'll be a challenge, but I think General Manager Bob Murray has a pretty good track record of shifting personnel. It was interesting this morning. I was talking to someone at the skate, and I asked who was the longest-serving Oiler, and I was told Taylor Hall and Jordan Eberle came in the same time. The amazing thing about that is the Ducks only have 2 players that go back with Anaheim longer than Eberle and Hall go back with Edmonton. That's Getzlaf and Perry. The Ducks' turnover has been pretty significant, like the Oilers.
That's a great, I love that. It's, you know, it's funny. Now, the difference is the Ducks have had success. So people are like, man, you know, 2 young guys, and that's the longest serving order. And they've changed over their team, but they've changed it over, and it's never seemed to improve. Although with McDavid, people think eventually the improvement is coming next year. One last one about the, you know, the forward lines for the Ducks, Dan. And I know that Getzlaf and Perry being apart, they've been together. When they go into the playoffs, what do you think is the best ideal lineup, top 3 lines for the Ducks?
Ideally, you have Getzlaf and Perry on separate lines. And some of that may depend on the ability, or the availability, I should say, of David Perron. He suffered a shoulder injury in Winnipeg on the first game of this road trip. The Ducks have been real hush-hush about the severity of that. If Perron can come back, he played really well with Getzlaf. Perry and Rakell have played really well together. And then you've got your third line with Kessler, Silverberg, and Andrew Cogliano, which not only is your best shutdown line, but also can produce offense. Silverberg has been red hot of late. And then if you do that, if you're able to do that, you always have the ability, like Chicago does with Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane, of putting Getzlaf and Perry together if you need to late in a game, if you're down a goal or something like that. But in an ideal world, and I've changed my tune on this, at the beginning of the season I didn't think it was a good idea to break up Getzlaf and Perry. Now I think that's the way you want it if you have the right guys around them.
Dan, always great stuff. Enjoy the game tonight and enjoy the playoff run and then into the postseason. Should be a lot of fun.
Should be, and I'm looking forward to saying farewell to Rexall Place tonight. It's hard to believe that we won't be going back there.
You know what, Oilers fans, I think it's kind of bittersweet. The last decade has been so bad, I think they just want out. But then when you get nostalgic and you think about all the great memories in there, I'm sure it'll be kind of a bittersweet day for them. And even for opposing players, I've talked to many of them. You know, that's the only rink they know in Edmonton. So you're always interested about new things. But at the same time, most visiting players I've talked to, they love Rexall because most of them have had a lot of success there.
That's a good point. But it's going to be different, no doubt.
Yeah, you betcha. Thanks.
You bet.